Police in Northland are armed today with two gunmen who fired at an officer in her patrol car still on the run. The officer was driving along State Highway 11 south of Kerikeri when she was stopped by a car in front of her early yesterday morning. Police have yet to identify the men who shot at her, but are investigating whether they're connected to a spate of crimes in the far north on Monday night. Katie Todd reports.
The men were last seen wearing masks, emerging from a grey car on a stretch of State Highway 11 near Puketona Junction and firing at a female police officer around 3:45 yesterday morning. The random attack left her shaken but uninjured, her windscreen peppered with holes. Far North Mayor John Carter says locals are still unnerved. They're keen to see the men caught and held to account.
I am aware that there is concern, interest, support, some anger within our community as well.
While the shooting happened at an intersection south of Kerikeri, police officers have been investigating links to other locations across the far north. They're carrying firearms as a precaution, while a team of investigators try to work out who the two men are. At the heart of the investigation is a possible link to a kidnapping on the same night in Waipapa, a short distance north, involving a grey Nissan Skyline car. Police say that car was set alight about 20 kilometres inland from the shooting scene 30 minutes after the officer was fired at, while the male victim was found north of Kerikeri in Matauri Bay. Several offenders were involved in the kidnapping, but police say they haven't made any arrests. Two dairies in Modewa and Paihia were also ram-raided with stolen cars on Monday night, but the incidents appear to be unrelated to the shooting. Mr. Carter says not knowing where in the far north the two men could be is adding to people's concern.
That's part of the worry. As I say, we're a good community up here. We're law-abiding. There's some challenges through welfare, and it's concerning people that we have one or two who tend to try and disrupt our way of life up here. Not acceptable.
Police say the officer who was fired at is being supported, but they won't say if they're continuing solo patrols. That's something that concerns Northland MP Matt King, whose son is a police officer.
That's just what happens with policing. You can be doing a routine stop and it can turn nasty really quickly. And my son wasn't working that shift, and I'm thankful of that because he works in that area and he could have been on and it could have been him. So I know the lady involved, she was working on her own, and I think that's crazy. Cops working on their own in the middle of the night.
The incident has prompted renewed calls from the Police Association for routine arming of officers, but Matt King wouldn't share his view.
I'm an ex-policeman, and I'm ex-frontline policeman, so you can pretty much gather from that. But the caucus is of a view at the moment that the status quo and let the commissioner decide.
Police have declined interview requests around the shooting and are appealing for anyone with information about the incidents to get in touch. For Checkpoint, call Katie Todd, TNA.